I don't know why people like him so much. I think he's great, don't get me wrong, but I feel like he's the one to kind of put blame on everyone else for a bad game before himself.
Yeah, and it seems like he never smiles anymore.
No. Welcome to the Intentionally Fouled Podcast, where nothing is off limits and everything is out of bounds. What do we got to talk about today, Jacob?
Oh, man. We're going to talk about players who deserve a second chance, where Giannis Antetokounmpo might go this summer. And we're also going to talk about the most overrated NFL team going into the 2020 season.
Yeah, those are a lot of good talking points because I could really go on forever with a lot of them. Where do you want to start? Because we could really go anywhere here.
Let's start with players who deserve a second chance.
Okay, I like that one. So, a few players that I think deserve a second chance or players that I think should be on a spot when they're not currently. First off, I'm going to say J.R. Smith. A lot of people may not believe me because of the finals mistake that he made. Everyone knows about it. It's a meme at this point. But if you look at his numbers as a role player on the Cavs, they really weren't that bad, and they mostly just kicked him off because he said they were purposely trying to tank, which is partially true. I feel like the Cavs, after LeBron leaves, are always just trying to tank for something, you know? Team just likes being known as a tanker.
Yeah, they've done it before. When LeBron left the first time, they had, what, two straight number one picks?
Yeah, when LeBron left, they won the lottery, got Kyrie, and then they had the number one again later with Wiggins, and then they traded it to make that whole, you know, second LeBron return happen with K-Love.
Mm-hmm.
So who says they wouldn't try it again? I don't think that JR was really saying anything new.
Yeah, I think he definitely deserves a second chance. I don't think he's washed up yet. I do believe that he is a shooter. So I believe the fact that he is a shooter might attract some teams.
Yeah. I think that he could definitely land a position with some team. Just him being off of a roster entirely is kind of absurd.
Yeah. I think if any team, I want it to be the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah. I feel like he just really wants to play, you know, and the T-Wolves could really benefit from that.
I mean, we got a lot of shooters on the Timberwolves, so I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, so best of luck to him in his upcoming free agency. Hopefully he can get signed somewhere. What's a player that you think deserves a spot?
Putting politics aside, Colin Kaepernick.
All right.
When he was with the 49ers, he carried them. They didn't really, I don't remember having them much of a defense besides, I believe, Patrick Willis. But their offense, Kaepernick was the Swiss Army knife. He was the person that was better than Taysom Hill, like before Taysom Hill. Like Kaepernick walked so Taysom Hill could run.
No, I get that. The only problem with Kaepernick is that it's been so long since the Super Bowl run and just long in general since he's even taken a snap. So you really have to trust that he's been working that entire time. And with the offense, I mean, you look at the OC for the Niners. It was Greg Roman who really excelled at doing like a dynamic QB offense. He's doing it with Lamar Jackson right now. And once he left the 49ers in 2014, that's when Kaepernick's numbers really started to go down. So if he could find a position to work with Roman on the Ravens, possibly, that could really help him out because it'd just be doing the same old thing. If he goes to another NFL team where he has to work in an entirely different offensive system, his numbers may not say that he's willing to, you know, or not willing, but deserving of a spot.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel any team that runs RPO could also utilize Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I definitely am questionable whether he deserves a starting spot in the NFL. The Jaguars are in pretty dire need of a good starting QB. I don't know if Kaepernick's better than Minshew right now, but to say that he wouldn't even be like a third string or a backup even, I don't know. I feel like he could definitely be a third string on some team out there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of teams like you just said, the Jaguars and I believe the Chargers. Like a lot of those guys like need quarterbacks. And the Browns, I mean, they have Baker, but they need a better backup.
Yeah. There are a lot of teams that just need the spot. There's someone with like a lot of experience. I mean, he does have Super Bowl experience. he does know what it's like to be under pressure, and we'll just have to see where it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
So another player that I think deserves a spot, Dez Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Dez Bryant was great until...
the catch.
Yeah, he left the Cowboys, and everyone was so excited to see him get back on the field, play for the Saints, in practice, tore his Achilles, and now I feel like everyone's kind of counting him out because with being a wide receiver, you got to be quick. Recovering from an Achilles injury is a pain, but I think that he should at least be given a workout opportunity to see where he's at because I feel like people won't even give him a chance. They just said, okay, you tore your Achilles. You're automatically not going to be of any value to our team, where, like, with the Kaepernick situation, having backup spots even, or just teams where they need a body, someone with experience, could really benefit from having Dez Bryant on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be one of the top five wide receivers in the game, and he was so dominant. Like, at this point, almost any team would... It would be nice to have him in their rotation.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the Cowboys, because their rotation is pretty solid right now.
It's pretty stacked. Yeah, he's not going to be a Dallas Cowboy again. Unfortunately, I really like seeing him in the Cowboys uni. And plus, CD already took his number again, so that's not really going to happen. With Dez, though, he's still fairly young. It's not like he's super old. I think he could still push it out for a season or two, but I hate to see him go out the way that he did.
Yeah. I totally agree. Another one kind of like that, I guess. Johnny Manziel. What do you have to say about him?
Oh, I think Johnny Manziel is done. I think he's already had his second chance. With him, it's like he's in a category of his own of players who deserve a fifth chance. You know, I really can't give that guy any more room for, you know, improving his errors.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Reggie Bush would deserve a second chance?
Too old.
He's only 35. AP is almost 40 years old.
Yeah. I mean, with AP, though, he's shown that he can kind of come back from getting knocked down. With Reggie Bush, it's just kind of like gets knocked down. There's not really much he can do to resume his former play, or at least part of it. Reggie Bush, maybe give him a preseason opportunity to see where that goes, but I wouldn't place my money on him. I'd look at many other people in free agency before I would look at him. It's mostly just about the name at that point, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's hard because for me, growing up, Reggie Bush was such an amazing running back.
Mm.
I just want to see him play again in the league.
Yeah, I feel like we all would. It's tough because they're these great players that we are so lucky to grow up watching. And whenever they leave, we kind of do everything we can to just not make it happen.
Yeah, just hold on to every memory possible.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is a lot of the new players, they're fun to watch too. So that's the great thing about the NFL now.
Mm-hmm.
Other players. Okay, so Josh Gordon. Look, I know that I was popping off on Johnny Manziel about blowing all of his shots. But Johnny Manziel, when he was given a second chance, he wasn't doing anything. I remember he threw four picks in his first Canadian Football League game. That just shows me, okay, man, you're not ready. With Josh Gordon, it's not like when he left the Seahawks, he wasn't doing absolutely nothing. He'd just kind of be there for those deep throw plays, and teams really could use that again. He's definitely better than a lot of receivers that are on rosters currently. Maybe give him a couple years. He still has a few to improve. Just needs to stay clean. I know the NFL is becoming a little more lenient towards weed policies, whatnot. But that really seems like it's the main issue. PEDs to some extent. But I think just one more shot for Josh Gordon. He's kind of blown everything else from that point.
Yeah, I respect that. I think he deserves a second chance, for sure.
Mm.
What do you think, so outside of like active sports, what do you think of Barry Bonds or Pete Rose getting like a second chance in the MLB?
I mean, they've been out of the league for so long, I feel like it's just...
Well, not necessarily playing, but I mean like Barry Bonds, you know, like he should be a Hall of Famer in some people's opinions. And the only reason he isn't is because of like his steroid use and stuff. Same thing with Pete Rose. He bet on games and stuff like that. So at what point do you allow them back in?
Are you just saying like second chance to be reconsidered for the Hall kind of thing?
Yeah, because I mean, they put up numbers, very respectable numbers. I can't remember if I saw that Pete Rose has been reinstated, but just for the sake of the argument, he hasn't been reinstated.
I think eventually everyone's going to get over it. It's still pretty, not pretty recent, but too recent for people to really look past it. I mean, down the road, you look at some of the Astros players, you know, who were caught up in this sign-stealing scandal, and you're going to say, okay, you got a guy like Springer, Altuve, great players, but does their sign-stealing disqualify them from the Hall? And I don't know. It's really, if they were to retire today and you were going to make the call whether they'd be in the Hall or not with this sign-stealing scandal, I don't know if I could really find it in myself to just put that whole incident against them and have them lose all credibility of making the Hall. So I do think that people will get over it one day with Bonds, and he will find a way into the Hall. Just it's, we don't really appreciate how great he was to this point. Then again, we also have this attitude of we don't want to normalize cheating either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Barry Bonds was such a dominant player. It's so hard from both sides of he gets in or he doesn't get in. It is so hard to look at it and come up with what you're actually going to do because society changes over time. And who knows, 10 years down the road, Barry Bonds is going to be, he's going to be loved for what he did.
Yeah.
Like he was when he played, not during this gap from when he played to that 10 years. Like people will actually glorify his game.
Yeah.
Like now they can't at all, because if anyone says, oh, Barry Bonds should be in the Hall, there's going to be someone that's next to you and say, are you fucking kidding me? No way.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. He'll, whatever happens, happens. And I think it will be the right call at the end of the day. If people really do still hold on to that, then I think that it is a too significant of an issue with him cheating for him to make the Hall. If people really do care that much, I don't think they will. But if they do, then that kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. All right. You want to move on to Giannis sweepstakes?
The Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes. I cannot wait for when this happens. It will shake up the entire league, and I'll be watching every second of it. That's why I want to talk about it as early as possible. So the first thing we got to look at is, okay, is he going to stay with Milwaukee? A lot of people are predicting this is what he'll do. He seems pretty happy in Milwaukee. He's not really a type of player that's too concerned about being surrounded by a bunch of help. As you can see in his All-Star draft, he kind of wasn't picking the best available players. He likes the challenge. I think he likes being the best on the court no matter what. I mean, in this league, he's a top three, probably top two player. So it's not like he has to worry about being surrounded by someone who's better than him to begin with, but he definitely likes the feeling.
I agree with that. I also think the young core that's around Giannis right now in Milwaukee, Bledsoe, Brogdon, and Middleton, I think that core works really well with Giannis for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are pretty selfless, and they allow Giannis to be the dominant player that he is. And I think if he goes other places, it might not be the best for him. Because say he goes, for example, to the Lakers. Okay. If he goes to the Lakers, it's going to be hard for him to mix it up with LeBron and Anthony Davis. Yeah. Like, Giannis is a better team leader, like by himself with weak-ass talent, than he would be in like a power three team.
Yeah, because then he has to worry about usage issues. And it's definitely in the team's best interest if he's using the ball, like, or you use him more for plays than any other player on the court. With Brook Lopez and Bledsoe, I think surrounding him with that type of talent is great because, yes, they are selfless, but they're also falling in the category of players who had really good seasons at one point, and then they didn't have as good seasons later on, but everyone thought they were bad for some reason when they were never really bad to begin with.
Mm-hmm. They're more of like average players.
Yeah, they're very slept on average players, which works well because that makes the Bucks kind of like... dangerous, you know. Middleton, he's a pretty inconsistent player, but when he pops off, he pops off. We can't have him disappear like he did in the playoffs last year against Kawhi and the Raptors, or else that's just going to piss Giannis off. I don't know if he's going to stick if they choke again. We'll see. But Milwaukee, I wouldn't have anything against him staying in Milwaukee. I think they're going to offer him as much money as they can, try to, you know, match any offer they get. But at the end of the day, it's going to be his decision.
Yeah, and then with Milwaukee, there's rumored that he's going to get over $250 million plus Supermax extension.
Yeah, with that franchise and the recent history they've had and the type of player Giannis is, I think he deserves nothing less.
Yeah. Do you have other teams that you think Giannis might go to?
I have a few other teams. I have three Western Conference teams, and I have one other Eastern Conference team. The first Eastern Conference team, or the only Eastern Conference team, is the New York Knicks, because they don't really have much to work with right now. And you take away Giannis from the Bucks, they don't have much to work with either. RJ is entering his second year. I do think he's going to get better. He's been a little bit of a disappointment in his rookie year, but he's not bad. He just needs to develop mentally with tunnel vision and whatnot. And if he joins the Knicks, he's an even bigger underdog than if he was to stay in Milwaukee. Because people look at Milwaukee, they play, and it's like, okay, Giannis and the rest of the roster. Compare that roster to the Knicks roster, they're going to be an even bigger underdog. And plus, they do it on a bigger stage, too. You got New York City, bright lights, great marketing. Compare it to Milwaukee, it's an entirely different league. And if he joins a worse team, it kind of shows how his all-star draft, thought process would really play out, because he likes playing with, you know, a lot worse players. Not a lot worse, but just with the underdogs.
Yeah, the thing with the New York Knicks that I think Giannis might not like is I feel like he likes small towns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Milwaukee's not small in the grand scheme of things, but New York City is ginormous compared to Milwaukee.
Mm.
So for him to go there, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like Giannis doesn't like the spotlight on him.
Right.
He seems a pretty humble guy.
I feel like another location for him that would be similar to Milwaukee, I'd call it maybe the Milwaukee of the Western Conference, is, you know, the Blazers. Portland isn't the biggest spotlight city like, you know, New York would be. The only problem with the Blazers is they would not have any cap room, even with Whiteside going off of the roster, because his contract is horrible right now. Whiteside leaves, a lot of room frees up on cap. And even with that, if they're going to match Milwaukee's offer, they'd still have to get rid of CJ or Nurkic. And those guys are great. So they're going to either take that sacrifice, or Giannis is going to take a pay cut. But if he joins Lillard and the Blazers, then I see them as a championship contender. I think it'd be great for Lillard to get a ring. I think it'd be great for Giannis to get a ring too. So we'll see what happens with that. I can't really, you know, read the guy's mind or anything. But if he wants to, you know, make a huge offseason move and not be looked at as like weak for joining a bunch of superstars, Portland's the way to go.
All right. I respect that one. I also have the Miami Heat, which I think is right now, it's like the hottest team that isn't Milwaukee. So Bam and him have the same agent. And a lot of people are like, oh, they have the same agent. You know, Bam wants him to be on the team. Like, imagine if Giannis is on that team. It would be Nunn, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, Giannis, and Bam. With Tyler Hero at sixth man.
Mm.
And if any GM can do it, it's Pat Riley.
Yeah, I definitely trust Pat Riley to make a huge acquisition there. The Miami Heat, they had an incredible offseason recently. They not only got Jimmy Butler, but their rookies, okay, they're pretty damn good. And Bam is only getting better. And they're all super young. Jimmy Butler is not even old, but in comparison, he looks like a granddad out there. So the Miami Heat, if Giannis joined them, he's not too young himself. I mean, no, he's not too old himself. They could be looking at years and years of success, just back to back to back to back.
That's what I'm saying. The Heat might, and like Miami, you know, it's a little bit smaller than New York City in my mind. So I feel like that might be a better option for him.
Yeah, I mean, if he joined the Heat and stayed in the East, I think that'd be great. Part of me does really want him to stay in the East, because if he joins the West, the East loses another superstar. It looks even weaker than it already is, and it's just not the best look for the conference, but we'll see. The second to last team I'm going to pick here is the Dallas Mavericks, and that kind of goes back to the whole youth and development side of things like you would see with the Heat. The Mavericks, they have a great shot at a championship with a lot of good young players, and he'd be the number one option. I know people would say, oh, like, who's going to be the number one option, Luka or Giannis? It's going to be Giannis, because Luka is the guy who passes the ball on that team. You know, you got to be selfless. It's very rare when you see a point guard, you know, dish out that many assists and be the number one option as he is right now. But knowing Luka, I feel like he would definitely sacrifice some points to get more assists to Giannis, and they could definitely make that work because Carlisle is a great coach.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they would give up Porzingis?
No, I think they can make it work.
You think so?
With Cap, yeah.
Would Porzingis go to center then?
You can. The great thing about that is you could run so many different offensive options with that team. Giannis can play pretty much any position on the court besides shooting guard. I wouldn't put him at shooting guard because he's too tall. But Porzingis can go back and forth between power forward and center. Luka can kind of play the 1, 2, or the 3. Giannis can play the 1, the 3, the 4, and the 5. So you have all sorts of combinations to work with and see which one works best.
Mm. Yeah, that could work out then.
Yeah. And the last team I'm going to list, I know Colin Coward has talked about this before, but the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
Look at the trade they did with Andrew Wiggins midseason. Why they do that? Because Wiggins' contract is pretty damn big. And if they give away that contract, you know, and the cap to the Bucks in a trade with draft picks in order to get Giannis, they'd be able to afford him. And look at the lineup you got there. You got Curry, you got Klay, you got Giannis, you got Draymond. It's going to be crazy.
I feel that if that happens, I think Draymond will go with Wiggins. And then, so I don't know who their center is right now, but that center would, I mean, he'd be starting.
Yeah.
And Green's contract, I think he's not in his rookie season or his rookie contract anymore. So I think it is kind of expensive. But I mean, shit, the Warriors have a top three protected pick. There's no way that the Warriors are not going to get a top three pick.
Mm.
They'd probably trade that top three pick with, who'd you say?
It would be with Milwaukee. So you kind of look at the draft prospects here and then like which one would really work well for Milwaukee.
Yeah, Wiggins would be perfect because, I mean, Giannis can play small forward, power forward. I mean, like you just said. And yeah, that wouldn't be a bad trade for both sides.
No, I think if the Bucks really want to just kind of invest in the future, do a little more development around what they currently have, instead of having to pay all the money that Giannis needs, that's how they should go. So it's going to be a really interesting sweepstakes coming up. You have any more teams that you think he could possibly join?
Nope, that's all the ones I had. I think what we said is the core ones that everyone is talking about.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to our last segment here. Most overrated NFL team going into this season. If it happens.
Yeah, I definitely hope it does happen. I have 6 teams that I think would fall into the overrated category. And I'm going to start with the Chicago Bears. That's for a few reasons. You look at Nick Foles on the team, you kind of think, okay, he didn't really get things done in Jacksonville. Was the Super Bowl the result of the unstoppable RPO they had and the coaching? And would Nagy really turn him into a threat as QB? Because he's definitely better than Trubisky. You know, I would not start Trubisky over Foles whatsoever. But Nagy, he had a really great first year as head coach in on the Bears. Last year, not so great. People think it's because Trubisky can't make a read. But, I mean, we're just going to have to see if it was like an outlier season for Nagy or if he actually does not know how to make play calling.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bears are overrated because just because they traded for Foles, they think that's going to solve everything. Their defense is good, but their offense is not that good.
Right. I think Nick Foles is too much of a wild card right now for people to really be, you know, putting faith in them. You look at the rest of that, you know, division, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Feel sorry doing this to you, Cam, but New England Patriots are overrated.
For this year, I could totally see where you're coming from because we haven't seen anything from Stidham yet. And if you look at Belichick before Brady, he didn't do much. A lot of time has passed since then, so we'll see. But I don't think they're going to make a huge run or anything.
Yeah. Right now, it's weird because the Patriots and the Bills are tied for the odds to win the Super Bowl from the AFC East. I believe it's 25-1. And for them to win the division, they're also tied with the Bills 6-1. And so, I mean, Jared Stidham has only had 4 career passes. One of them was an interception. With COVID going on right now, I get that he's been in the system for a year. But after every season, the system changes just a little bit. And not having those reps with your offense can really make a huge difference.
Yeah, I'm definitely down to give Stidham a shot. I think that it'd be totally unfair if the game plan from week one, was just to say, tank. You got to tank. You got to get Trevor. I would much rather take the risk on Stidham. And if he's great, okay, great. We can, you know, invest in him for the future. We still have a lot of good pieces on the team, like Gilmore, Edelman, for a few more years. But I don't think that anything's going to be really special next year. The people who think the Patriots are going to go super far without Brady are the biggest Brady haters because they're going to say he is a system QB and it doesn't matter who's going to be throwing the ball. And they give Bill a lot more credit.
Yeah, and the Patriots lost Kyle Van Noy. And Jamie Collins.
Yeah. Well, Bill's approach in this draft was basically replace every single player that left with Van Noy and Collins, you know, for defensive positions, offensive line positions, and then double down on tight end because there's really no one at tight end right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's weird. Like, they didn't even have a first-round pick. Didn't they trade out of the first round?
They did, yeah. I wasn't too surprised by that one. As far as QBs go, people thought they were going to at least take a shot with Drake Fromm, but, you know, Bill was like, nope, we got to give Stidham a shot. So we'll see what happens. I trust Bill.
That was smart by him.
Yeah, I don't think Bill's really thinking about winning the whole thing next year, but a wild card, maybe winning the division just to win it. Who knows?
Yeah, it's possible.
All right. you're going to like this one. The Green Bay Packers are going to be one of the most overrated teams. They're going to underperform a lot because you look at the run they had last year. They ended up playing the Niners NFC Championship game. And what have they done since then? In the draft, they traded up to get Jordan Love. Why'd they do that? I think that's going to create some problems with Rodgers. He's a little ticked off with the management right now on the team. And then they drafted a tight end after that. They didn't really need to. I don't know what the point was of that. I don't see them really even going to the conference game at all.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 100% down and I agree with that because the Packers always get respect. They're always good. No matter how they played last year or what they did in the offseason, everyone's like, yep, the Packers are good. And I feel like it's only because of the history of the franchise.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the history. They're a very historic franchise. Aaron Rodgers gets a lot of credit. Even when he does bad, he still gets credit. I don't know why. I don't know why people like him so much. I think he's great, don't get me wrong. But I feel like he's the one to kind of put blame on everyone else for a bad game before himself.
Yeah, and it seems like he never smiles anymore.
No, he's not having fun on that team anymore. he's just like, either he's either going to say, get me out of here or I'm retiring.
Yeah. I feel like he'll go and play for another team, kind of like Brady is doing.
Goes to play for the Patriots.
Honestly.
Some people think it'll happen. I don't know. I'd have to take back a lot of shit I've said about Aaron Rodgers if he actually does something for the team, but who knows? What's the team that you have?
I have the Bucs. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, they're the fourth best odds to win Super Bowl.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
And so, like, I think they're overrated because Brady is on his first new team in his career. Mm. And he's turning 43 in August. That NFC South division is so stacked where even the fact that they might be a wild card in that division, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, they have an amazing wide receiver core. You know, their defense is pretty good, but I don't think Brady's going to make it through the full season.
I don't think he will make it past. Okay, so all 16 games is definitely a stretch. I could see him playing probably 14 max. The nice thing about Gronk joining the team is that there's some sort of familiarity there. Everything else is totally new to him. People say that they're going to win the whole thing next year. I don't see it happening. I could possibly see them, you know, making the wild card, kind of winning maybe the first playoff game and then leaving after that. But everyone who thinks they're going to just automatically be Super Bowl contenders, you got to take a step back here. Okay, like I like Tom Brady a lot, but look at the rest of the league for a second. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Look at Lamar Jackson. You know, those guys, those are the guys you want to be looking out for. Look at the Niners. They got a lot of guys coming back. They could very well make it back to the Super Bowl. So let's not get too ahead of ourselves here, you know?
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that. It definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. If you want to speak about teams with horrible drafting like the Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, what the fuck are they doing?
I have no idea.
You know, I love Jalen Reagor, one of my favorite players at TCU. When they drafted him, I had really no problems with it. It's like, okay, they need a wide receiver. Maybe something could happen. And then they shocked the world and got Jalen Hurts in the second round. People say, oh, it's no big deal. He's going to be the gadget guy. You're telling me you're going to draft a fucking gadget guy in the second round? Taysom Hill, I don't even think he was drafted.
No, I think he's undrafted.
Yeah, so why would they even pick him that high? You want to run a 2QB offense with a quarterback that you're paying a shit ton of money for? Like, so you're not even getting his full value? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I feel like the weird part is that Carson Wentz is actually down for it, but I still don't think the Eagles are going to be that good.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he'd be down for it because he's getting paid more than what he's doing. He doesn't even have to, like, play his, you know, full capacity, and he still gets that massive contract.
Yep. Staying in the NFC East, I think the Dallas Cowboys are overrated going into the season because they got rid of Byron Jones and Robert Quinn left. Then those are two huge guys on that defense. Then on the offense, you get rid of Jason Witten and Travis Fredericks. Amazing offensive linemen. Just get rid of them. They had a hard time beating any playoff teams, and the only playoff team that they beat was the Philadelphia Eagles, who ended up taking over the division and going to the playoffs.
Right. I think a lot of blame, too, is with Garrett. And then him going is what makes people think that they're actually going to do something. Because McCarthy's playoff record and his win percentage is great. That's the problem, though. People don't know whether McCarthy is really that good because of Rodgers. I want to, you know, you and me both not kind of thinking Aaron Rodgers is the best guy to ever do it or anything, would lean towards McCarthy in that argument. So people would think, okay, Dallas has this great coach in comparison. And it doesn't even matter who they give up, you know. They're going to do amazing things with McCarthy. And we're just going to have to wait and see. But I totally get where you're coming from.
I mean, McCarthy is a better coach than Jason Garrett. But I don't think it's going to translate really on the field.
Yeah. The good news for them is their division is still shitty. I think the Eagles really aren't going to do much. The Giants, not going to do much. Redskins, not going to do much. And then no matter how well they do, because they've got to play all those guys many times throughout the season, playoffs come around, you know, are they really going to win a Super Bowl? Not really. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't feel that either.
That's the problem with the Cowboys every year, though, because they're like, oh, this is the Super Bowl season. Every season. And it never happens.
So. Yeah, it's because of their past, man.
Yeah, it's really just about history. Okay. Speaking of NFC East teams, Redskins, since they got Ron Rivera and they're adjusting towards Dwayne Haskins and they got Chase Young, still don't think it's enough. Yeah. Because the team has a lot of other issues.
The team is pretty trash.
Yeah.
Sorry, Redskins fans.
I'm sorry. I got nothing against the franchise, just, and I'm glad they're not delusional either. They're pretty realistic, but that's just how shit is. Two more teams. Broncos with Drew Lock and Jerry Jeudy. People think they're going to be fucking great. Once again, not enough assets. It's literally just two guys that they're focusing on. You can't run a team like that.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the Colts with Phillip Rivers and Jonathan Taylor joining this team. Do I think they have a shot of winning their division? Yeah, I'd say they do. The Titans might not be as good as they were last year, but people who think that this is Rivers' chance to win a Super Bowl, okay, take a step back. You know, that's all I got to say about that one.
Yeah, I don't think the Colts, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, they're going to be a good team, but I believe, if anything, they're going to be a wild card team, about 7-9, and the Houston Texans are going to win the South.
Yeah, I mean, even with that god-awful trade that happened, Texans still got a lot of great guys on that team. And you look at the acquisitions they had in the draft, like Blacklock on defense, they really needed it. Mm-hmm. You know, Watson might even get better next year. And, I mean, Cooks, David Johnson, they're not bad by any means. Like, they're probably mediocre at worst, but they're not bad.
Yeah, definitely feel that. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Check out our Patreon for early and bonus episodes. We appreciate the support. We're actually recording these on Guitar Hero mics for now, so anything would help. Go follow us on all our social medias, Instagram at Intentionally Foul. Look us up on Facebook at Intentionally Foul. This has been an Intentionally Foul podcast. Bye.
Take it easy, y'all.